with the tax that the village pays on the water lines that go through Leeds and Jefferson Heights. And we did a little research, Audrey basically did the research, and what we find out is, and we knew all this, but this is all that's coming around now a little bit. So back in 1995, there was a settlement between the town and the village, and the town agreed there was a dispute over assessment and so forth of the water lines. And the town and the village agreed that the village wouldn't have to pay taxes anymore on the water lines. That was in 1995. The agreement automatically, by the language in the agreement automatically renews every 5 years. So it was renewed in beginning of 2025. The 5 years started again. So it's in effect right now, and it's in effect until one side can opt out of it, but it's in effect anyway. So the village has been paying taxes all these years since 1995. Last year they paid, I don't know, $7,000 or $8,000. So every and they pay a lot to Coxsackie because that's where their plant is up there. But they paid us, you know, I forget $7,000 or $8,000. And they're not supposed to, but the correction was never filed with the county. So they've been paying for 30 years, they've been paying taxes on these lines when there was an agreement reached that they didn't have to pay the taxes. I can't explain that. I don't know how that happens. No, nobody knows. But anyway, so now they're correcting it. And basically, this agreement is in effect, and we don't really, there's no way we can change that. Yes.
Isn't part of that agreement in lieu of the taxes we don't pay hydrant fees?
Yes, that was.
That is in the agreement, and they've been charging us hydrant fees, so the agreement is null and void.
The agreement was that the town would no longer be charged hydrant fees.
Yeah,
and the village would no longer be charged the sewer.
Well, okay, maybe that explains. Maybe that.
So the town, up until this coming tax year, has been paying hydrant fees.
Right.
So we should not have to repay because we've been paying hydrant fees, and the agreement has never been enforced properly.
They're two different agreements, though.
No, it's all in the same one.
No, they're not. They're two different.
Yeah, I think they're two different. I'm not positive, but I think they're two different.
The one that Ted's referring to from 95 is solely for the tax exemption.
What's the one that states the tax exemptions in lieu of the fire hydrant fees?
That's the one from the, I believe it's
the
from
water
the
bill
80s.
For town hall.
Yeah, I believe it's from the 80s.
Because the village is going off the 1986 one.
Yep. That's the one where the town and the village got into a dispute. The town refused to pay the hydrant fees. That's where the agreement from 1995 came in.
Right, but we caught up. The town made a payment to the village to make them whole at that time.
Yeah, but they're two different agreements.
So the interesting thing, another interesting thing about this is that the village pays the tax. It goes to the county.
Directly to the county.
The county keeps it.
Right.
So we don't get the tax. We don't get the tax money. Now, what Audrey has explained to us is that there is a system of record keeping that's internal at the county, and they get this money from utilities from every town in Greene County, and they have a fund, and they use, like, for instance, here's, you know, there's a bill that the county charges whatever their expenses are, their computer expenses, to generate the final assessment roll. And it costs X amount of dollars to do that, and they prorate it. Hawkett has to pay $66, Catskill has to pay $289. So there's this fund that they keep this money that the village pays to the county. They keep it, but it's on behalf of the county, and then the county they have expenses that are that they charge back to the county. Another example would be if Walmart complained about their taxes and we have to give them some kind of a refund, the county will take that out of this fund.
That's what
we're told.
We pay.
That's what Audrey told us.
The town of Catskill cuts a check.
Huh?
The town of Catskill pays it. I want to see the receipts.
Okay. All right. So she's wrong then, but that was one of her examples. But this is an example.
I mean, the village had to pay back thousands when...
$73,000. With KeyBank.
When KeyBank closed.
Okay. So, anyway...
Because $280 in assessment-related fees doesn't add up to $8,000. How much money's in this fund?
I don't know that.
The money that technically doesn't belong to them.
I don't know that. But what I think is what Audrey tells me. We should have got... Kirsten might know a little bit about some of this. But that money, if it's unspent... Audrey believes it comes back to the town at some point. So even though the town doesn't get it, the town will get some of it at some point that when the county,
does a tax levy.
When the county, takes whatever they need for these charges, and then at some point, maybe a year later, it'll reduce the tax levy that the town has to raise.
We don't physically get a check from the county. They'll reduce the tax levy.
So
supposedly.
So that's what happened.
We'll find out next
year. That's what they're doing, and we don't really have any input in it. And my initial, question was, we don't even get this money, but it does benefit the taxpayer at some point when the money that they're that the county is charging us for these things doesn't get spent. So in a roundabout way, it is our money. It is the taxpayer's money.
Very confusing.
Not going to convince me that.
I'm going to go. Is that... No, I'm kidding.
So I think that's right.
That explains everything that Audrey told us.
Okay.
Yes.
But I didn't know about, Walmart. If we owe Walmart money, it comes out of our...
Yep.
Just like we have to pay for the attorney on a certiorari case if someone grieves.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So the school's also going to be in the same predicament.
I guess so. Yeah.
So there's no action needed by the board. We can take a vote to be against this, but at the end of the day, it's up to the county.
Just don't cut them a check.
Yeah.
Well.
When we get to the public section,
We don't know why this wasn't filed with the county in 95. Nobody knows. That was
but
then. And
was the 86 one filed with the county? Because the 86 one addressed taxes also.
Right, but that's not a Section 6.
Yeah, that's a
hydrant. So that's different.
The problem with the hydrant tax is there is no such thing.
Right.
I mean, there's no...
No, but that 86 agreement also addressed tax on the water lines.
Yeah, I mean, we can go back and look at that, but that was why we decided that we're not going to pay it anymore, which this is their first, this
yeah.
year.
26 will be the first year we don't pay for hydrant.
I think 25 we didn't
25 pay. We didn't pay this year.
Yeah, 25
we didn't pay.
Nope.
Yeah. My grievance about all of this is that I'd like to, whatever issues there are between the town and the county, between the town and the village, I'd like to consider them in a package. This is something that we don't really have any input in it, but it's part of this.
Personally, I'd rather have the money and we pay the county the bill when it comes due.
Yeah, but we
don't have the authority to collect that.
We don't have the authority to do that. The county
has to go to the county.
For if it's a utility,
right.
Central Hudson,
send it to us,
the county keeps that money.
According to Audrey, with this Section 6, right?
If
we cannot collect any money from that Section 6. It has to go to the county.
Right.
That's New York State. I forgot what law she said, but.
And you said that's every 5 years, Ted?
Every year.
Every 5 years. Yeah.
Oh, the contract,
agreement.
Yeah.
So it's well, it was up for renewal last year.
It was up for renewal last year. I would like at some point to have whatever issues there are between the village and the town.
Yeah, but this settlement's different.
Whatever issues there remain between the village and the town, we should really deal with them all at once.
Correct.
You know, dog control we've taken care of. Mm-hmm. The hydrant tax we've taken care of. I think there's still a little work to be done on the fire district. How much we're paying the village. I still think we're overpaying. So we should, you know, during the year, we should, you know, address that again before August comes around and we're renewing our payment to the village. Mm-hmm. I'd like to address that and meet in the middle somewhere.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, they're doing their budget by March, so they should be coming to you guys prior to March discussing that number.
Well, maybe we'll, you know, last year we met, what, in February?
That was 2 years ago.
We can meet again with them. Yep. You know, put it in our list of things to do.
Because they do their budget in March, so there's no use discussing the number.
Yes, well, it's a good time to do it then. So that's what I have.
Okay. Anything else for Ted? Thanks, Ted.
Sure.
Ted, did you ever get the information back that we discussed earlier today regarding the drainage?
Yeah, so Palinville, you know, I'm told, and I don't know maybe all the details, but I'm told by a number of people there's an issue with a truck that parks overnight up on the DOT land. I'm just wondering if, and I understand we're reaching out to DOT and see if they're going to put signs up or whatever, but I'm just interested from our point of view, I think, is there a drainage easement that goes over that land, the DOT land? There isn't. Okay, I thought there was.
I can't find any easements or deeds.
I thought there was. Okay. Because that would give us a little bit more input as to control of that land, even though it's not our land, if we had a drainage easement there.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Go on to the agenda. We have minutes from November 4th, 13th, and 19th to be accepted. Could I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by JR, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We have the following resolutions. We have a contract with Columbia Green Humane Society, SPCA. They are increasing the daily amount, or it's going to be $40 a day for the first 10 days of impoundment for each 24-hour period. And if the dog is not claimed by the 11th day, it is assumed that the dog will not be redeemed by the owner and become the responsibility and custody of Columbia Green Humane Society at a flat rate of $550.
That's what went up, the $200.
Yep. Can we add something in there about if the dog warden catches a dog in the village that we're not responsible for the village dog fees?
Well, we put that in the MOU.
We did.
This is just, it doesn't say us, it just says whichever municipality has the dog, so.
Because it was my understanding, once we took them in, we would send them the bill for that if that came down to that. So,
okay.
That's why we wrote that.
All right. I'd almost like it to be covered by the Humane Society as well, if that was possible.
They won't, except they have to come from us.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Because the village doesn't have a dog.
Correct.
Right.
One other question, though. I don't know if we could amend the MOUs, but if we ever taken a dangerous dog from another municipality, I think we could maybe update those MOUs to make sure that's put in there, because you know how costly that could get.
Yes.
They seize the dog, and during the court cases, it may be a month long, where it could be $2,000-$4,000 on the town, where that other municipality would be flipping the bill.
I think we addressed that with Carol.
We did, but I want to make sure it's the same in the village as well.
In the village, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we can update them.
Yeah.
Whenever it's just like Sunday. John called me. State police wanted me to go to Hunter. I told him no.
I told him the same thing. I said it's not the Green County Town of Catskill dog control.
I said we don't have an agreement. I said we don't have an agreement in place with the Town of Hunter. We're not going.
And we're not interested in it.
Right. No. But I just want to make sure we're covered on that because, yeah, you know.
Okay, all right, I'll check into it.
All right, can
do
I have
you
a...
Do you need for anything else, Patrick?
No.
Okay.
Motion.
Thank
motion.
You.
Motion by Jared, second by JR, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Next up is our EAP, Employee Assistance Program Service with Mid-Hudson Valley is set to expire this year. Town wishes to renew our contract. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Next up, the Highway Superintendent wishes to advertise two bids for 2026 or newer. A one-ton regular cab, single-wheeled 4x4 pickup truck with a 9-foot bed, and one with an 8-foot bed for the highway department. I'm assuming this is also a single cab.
Yeah,
that's it's a 9-foot utility bed.
Yeah, I was about to say 8-foot. I don't think they make 9-foot. It's utility.
Yeah. 9-foot utility bed.
Motion.
One's going to be for highway, and one's for central garage. Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Next up, biannual sewer cement and usage fee for 2026. The user fee for the first half of the year is $294.44 per unit. A motion?
Motion.
Motion by Dawn.
Second.
Second by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Feels like we just did this for cement.
Every 6 months?
I know, but now that
we're here. The town board wishes to schedule their organizational meeting for January 6th, 2026 at 6 p.m. Does that work for everybody? Brenda, Sarah, that work for you guys? Brian, Jared? All right, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Dawn, second. Second by Jared, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. All right, now for the fun stuff. We have a...
What day is that, the
6th? Tuesday.
Tuesday.
First Tuesday, third Wednesday. Yes, sir. And that's at 6, Joe. And then our regular meeting will be at 6:30 right after that. All right, we have some budget transfers. We're going to move $5,000 from... Do I have to read all these or can we just... Can I have a motion to approve all the budget transfers?
Motion.
Motion by Dawn, second. Motion. JR, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. If anybody wants to see these, they'll be posted or you can have this piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right, next up, let's...
Dan called me. They told me United's late to go today.
Okay, do you want to just hit some of the highlights of the contract before we approve it?
Yeah, let's pull it up.
Okay, I'll go to the next one. We have a request from the highway superintendent to hire Ron Young as a temporary MEO. We do not have a start date. His pay for the MEO is going to follow the highway contract for 2026. And this is going to be a temporary approval pending his pre-employment screening. I have a motion. Motion by Brian, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Next up, we have a motion... Or a request from the judges, both Polino and Jacobs, to reappoint Emily Jane Beechart as part-time town clerk. Court clerk. For up to 25 hours per week. Have a motion? Motion by Dawn, second by JR. All in favor? Motion carried. We'll go back to that one. I mean, we talked about it at the last meeting.
Yeah, I just I was notified today that the ambulance union unanimously approved the contract with the town of Catskill. Some of the biggest things are allowing us to allow a 48-hour week from 36, which is a huge plus for scheduling. Paramedic pay rate went up, EMT pay rate went up, advanced EMT went up. By the end of the third year of the contract, we should be paying with the standard rate is for paramedic, EMT, and advanced EMT. The members of the union did the town a lot of help in this contract in trying to figure out ways to get the employees to fill the schedule. because everyone knows it's the toughest thing to do with the ambulance is filling the schedule. So that was good. We were good partners in this whole negotiation, and I'm proud of it. So I'd like to make a motion that we sign the contract.
Motion by Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Good job, Brian and Jared, on that contract. That was done. All right, correspondence. We received the following correspondence. Greene County Resolution Number 355-25, authorizing distribution of mortgage tax. Catsco received $87,173.24. Greene County Resolution 369-25, changing, altering, or revising tentative budget following the public hearing. EMT services. Request for monetary support, Thomas Cole, Board of Trustees. Letter from LaBarge Group, Municipal Engineering and Funding Specialist. Letter from Department of Public Services on affordability of winter bills. We also received a summer recreation grant from, this is New York State, from New York State of Children, Youth, and Families in the amount of $8,599.51. This is going to be for our summer rec program. And this is all Jared and Liz and Kirsten and Barb. Can't forget Barb. But
no,
this was
gonna be a big help.
This was a last minute thing, and I thank you for rushing
Liz
through
pulled
it.
A rabbit out of her hat.
I think it was we decided to do it at 10 o'clock in the morning. It was due at noon.
Just do it at 11:30.
County gave us a little extension, but
it was great. It was great teamwork. We would like to, well, let's talk about the possibility. We talked about it during budget season to purchase an ambulance for 2026. If we order it now, we're looking at delivery August, September of 26. The amount for the ambulance is $225,850. And then George would like to, well, of course, our stretchers and the loading systems that we have in our old ambulances won't work in the new ambulances because, you know, why would they retrofit things? I can't remember, for ambulances, do we have to put this out for bid?
We haven't before because they've been on state contract with Northeastern.
Okay. Right. So we have part of the resolution that we did moving money around is we're taking money from this year's fund balance and moving it to next year. So we have roughly $300,000 to purchase the ambulance and the stretcher and the loading system with cash. We are not going to bond this. Is everybody okay with this? Can I have a motion? Motion by Jared, second. Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
And you have the latest quote, right, Liz?
No.
From 12-9? All right.
I will send this to you. Have what Jared sent beforehand.
Okay.
I don't have that, no.
I'll send this to you.
Does it say if it's on state bid? Because if it's not, then we have to go out to bid.
It's the same.
Oh. Piggybacked off of something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Contract's done. Cemetery fees. Jared, you want to talk? You came up with this one.
Yeah, I reviewed, especially after Mr. Carr came to our meeting. I took a look at the fees and everything, and they haven't been changed in a long time. I just thought it reasonable, especially with inflation and everything else. And then I added the line you'll see in there that says interment in an already
open
grave.
Yep.
And I put the 200 for town of Catskill resident. I put the 300 for county resident, and then I put the 400 for out of Greene County.
Yep. So the changes that we're proposing is town, all lots except veterans. It's currently $750. We're proposing to raise it to $850. Greene County resident, all lots except veterans. It's $1,200. We're proposing $1,500. Out of Greene County, all lots except veterans, it's currently $3,000. The proposal is $3,500. Interment, casket, adult, town resident, $800. It's currently $750. Proposal is $800. Greene County resident adult, it's currently $1,200, proposals $1,300. Greene County, out of Greene County, adult is $2,000, proposals $2,200. Interment, cremation, adult, infant, stillborn, it's currently $200, proposal is $250. Greene County resident is currently $400, proposals $450. Out of Greene County is currently $800, proposals $850. Interment in an open grave, this is a new line. The proposal is $200 for town resident, $300 for Greene County resident, and $400 for out of Greene County. And then overtime fee after 3:30, this is for the workers, their overtime salary. It's currently $150, the proposal is $200. For Greene County resident is currently $200, the proposal is $250. For out of Greene County, the current fee is $400, the proposal is $450.
I just did that because of the pay increases.
Yep.
And it makes sense to increase the overtime.
Yep. Anybody have any suggestions? Want to change anything else? Change
those
fees?
Was there something on there that said something about used to live in the town? Didn't I see that? Former town resident?
No.
No?
Nope.
I saw that. Can I ask Gary, do you have an idea of what Panelville charges?
We follow according to the town, whatever the town charges. But the problem with the Panelville, I'm in charge of the Panelville Cemetery, so. But the problem with the Panelville, because we're a private, we're not a town entity, so we can't put a sliding scale for non-residents or anything like that. So that's a little bit.
That's a little bit different. Yep. Okay.
So right now, whatever the town does, our price is $750 for a burial for a plot, with $750 and $250 for the cremation.
Okay.
So, but it is a little bit of an issue for us being a private. Because we can't charge non-residents more money. We have a flat rate, and that's it. So by state law, we can't do it.
We're also, and I did some research, we're roughly half the price of the neighboring St. Patrick's Cemetery.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you did still
the cheapest property around.
Yeah.
That's why I sold it to you. And Taylor, we got a bit of a view, too.
That is a useful amount.
And there's no rock in Palinville either, so it's easy digging.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks for that, Gary. That's good information to have. Anything else with this? Do we want to move to adopt it tonight? Do we want to talk about it? What's the board's pleasure?
I think Jared did a great job with that, and I would like to approve it tonight.
And it also brings up the open grave, which is...
That was the biggest thing to address, because I felt really... That whole situation, we should have had a plan, but... Cremations have only become popular in the last couple of years.
Sure.
So we're going to run into this more often.
Yeah. Well, hopefully not that specific situation.
Right.
Sad.
Yeah.
All right. Motion by Dawn.
Second.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Second by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Good job, Jared. Thank you. Next up, planning and zoning. Continuing education. I sent a letter out to all the planning and zoning members reminding them of the state statute that requires them to do 4 hours of continuous education every year. Last week, a couple questions have come to me is, in the past, town boards have unofficially allowed members to bank hours. So if I wanted to take 8 hours of training this year, I would be able to use 4 hours this year and 4 hours next year. Alleviating the fact that I wouldn't need to do 4 hours of continuous training next year.
But that eliminates if there's any updates.
Yep. So I told these individuals that I would come to the board and see what we want to do. Do we want to finalize this? Do we want to put it in the handbook as we will allow rollover hours, or we are going to require every year 4 hours, period?
I mean, with the constant changing of the geography, especially with battery storage and with solar and with wind, I really think they should train every year. I mean, if you're a fireman, can you bank your training for?
No.
I just don't think banking training does anyone any service.
No, I agree. And it's easy to get these hours. The hours are available online. Green County offers them. I'm sure there's half a dozen places or a dozen places you can get these hours.
Mm-hmm. And you have 12 months to do it.
And you have a full 12 months to do it.
Is it cost prohibitive?
No.
It's free.
It's free.
No, it's free. And we pay the members to take the training.
And you could take it at your leisure.
Yeah. All right. So we want to make it official that we are no longer allowing rollover hours at every... Yeah, every member is required to take 4 hours of continuous training every year.
Mm-hmm. Motion.
Second.
Motion by Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. That solves that. Web Jogger quotes, I am completely drawing a blank on what we discussed with Web Jogger during the budget talks. I know we approved...
A slight increase in their annual fee.
Yep. We approved the Office 365 for employees. I think it was this one. The Datto Cloud. 35 licenses for Office 365. 10. So there's two different plans we went with. This one is $919.82.
Yeah, and then there was the other accounts that had to have, like, forever retention.
Right, the retention, yep. Yeah. Those are different.
Right.
But then there's another one where it's the Datto. What's the difference? So instead of 2-1... Office 360. Oh, this is the one. This is the one we're on.
Yeah.
So it's the 33 licenses, Office 365 Premium Teams, or no Teams, 1 year term. And this total is $1,206.97. Because it's got the cloud security. Office 365 Basic. This is for email, 1 terabyte personal storage and sharing for organizations up to 300 users. That's the one. Does everybody else remember this?
I'm sitting here.
I remember the comments.
I took notes, but I don't have it.
I took notes too, but
I was just looking back.
I remember because it led to the conversation about data retention.
Yep.
And certain offices retain longer than other offices.
Yep.
Right, so I think you're correct in saying we went with that.
This is the one we're going with. And then we're going to go with, I mean, we have a list of equipment that's going to expire.
Right.
We'll try to do, what do we normally do, 5?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the budget allows for replacements. There's another one, it's quote 2965 for monitoring Windows servers and security systems. I don't remember if we did this one or not.
Yeah, 2965, you had 2966, and we had 2962.
Yeah, we got...
Well, 2966 was the one that was eliminated.
Right,
that was the
either-or. Right. I'm just saying, right. we had the...
I mean, sorry, 2962 was the one.
That was the either-or one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That one covered the unsupported ambulance devices. And
yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
We went with this one too, right?
Correct.
Yep, one was with the phone also.
Yep.
2966.
So, 2965... A total of $2,576.74. All right. I think the others we'll hold off on
just
for now.
Computer replacements. And yeah. We decided we'll do 5 like the normal.
Yep. All right. So that was it for that. Marshall and Sterling, that's under new business, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, go into new business. No parking signs, as Ted and Jared were talking about earlier. We have reached out to New York State Department of Transportation regarding possibly installing no parking signs up on Woodstack Ave by the Veterans Park. That's all state property right there. So in order for those to be posted, DOT has to do it. We did receive an email from Katie?
Kelly.
Kelly. This afternoon, she wants to know, they're proposing that they post it with a time frame of 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. Is the board okay with that?
I sent that email to everybody, if everybody was okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So once, if we're okay with this, we'll let her know tomorrow, and she's going to have to send this up to New York State DOT Legal, and they, if they approve it, they're going to issue a notice of order, which would be submitted to the town and law enforcement agencies. They'll post it, and that parcel would be prohibited parking from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. Everybody okay with that?
Make a motion.
Motion by JR. Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
And then hopefully this will rectify the problem.
Thank you for working on that and addressing that, because that's been a big problem for us. Yep. Because we have a lot of stuff going on there. And a lot of people go to Veterans Park there and hang out, you know, whatever. Yep. And then we have the lights there. We have tree lighting there and stuff like that. And this guy's parked right in front of it on a Sunday. He's parked there, and that's overflow parking for the two churches that are right there. Mm-hmm. And this guy's jamming the whole thing up.
And then all tractor trailer.
Yeah, it's a big tractor trailer. Yep. And he takes up the whole parking lot. So, and ultimately down the road, I think that the town could maybe petition the state for a surplus property to convey that to the town. The fire department worked on it a little bit, but it sort of felt they only got a little sliver right exactly where the monument is. Mm-hmm. But I think they should take that whole corner there to town and make it park there or whatever, you know.
One pocket park at a time, Gary.
That's right. But it takes a while.
It does.
The fire department take the whole piece.
To make stuff like that happen.
The fire department should take the whole piece.
And so if we could get the ball rolling on it a little bit, I think that would be. Then we don't have to go to DOT and get their approval for the signs, and you know, then the town could do it.
Because parking has been an issue there for quite some time. And that was a thing I asked Liz about.
And I talked to the sheriff about it, and he's on board with it. You know, he's ready for the signs to go up, and then he'll be on it. So thank you very much, and everybody have a nice holiday.
You too, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
You can stay for the rest if you'd like.
I think I'm going to go. I was up in the mountains today. I was up doing the fire tower challenge.
Ah.
It was my last tower. So, that was good. Go. See you later. Have a nice holiday, everybody.
Bye, Gary. Have a nice holiday.
Thank you.
All right. We have a quote from Marshall and Sterling's for insurance premium for 2026. It's going up 5.8%. That equates to $6,453.90. 2025, it was $111,356.04. For 2026, it's $117,809.94. Have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Jared. Second?
Second.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We have a letter from Rob Newton to become a member of the Bar Board of Assessment Review, and a supporting letter from Audrey. I have a motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn. Second?
Second.
Second by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. I think that's it for the official agenda, correct?
Yes.
Yep. All right, I have one thing to bring up, and then I'll let JR talk about his pocket park. Panelville, people's pocket park of Panelville. The other day, I was contacted by Sean Groden requesting the town to provide the county with figures as to how much it would cost to run a fourth ambulance, fully staffed with a paramedic, EMT. This would include wear and tear on the vehicle, fuel, benefits, salary, supplies, everything soup to nuts. George and Kirsten are working on this. They will get the proposal to Sean before the end of this fiscal year. Wyndham has also been contacted and requested to provide this. The hope for this is that if we put two additional ALS ambulances in service throughout the county, it'll help with some of the backlog that we're experiencing when our ambulances are stuck in Hudson Hospital or ambulance because of diversion or whatever's going on. So I think, you know, it's a step in the direction. We'll provide them with the financials, and then if they're serious and they want to come to one of our meetings and talk about this in public, I think that's the best way to do it. Mm-hmm. This way, we're on the same page, the public's on the same page, everybody knows what's going on.
And they finally asked Casco.
And we finally got asked. Is everybody all right with that? Any questions, concerns?
No, I think it'll be a huge boost to the system if that does happen.
The idea for the ambulance that we would use, since we are buying a new one, we're getting rid of one, we're going to use that ambulance that we're getting rid of, which has the highest mileage, to be this ambulance that runs possibly throughout the county. This way we don't have to worry about wear and tear on some of our newer vehicles, which I think makes sense. Mm-hmm. Since I know this is a little unusual, but do either of you two have any questions or concerns about that? Because we are going to be progressing with this before we actually become into office, so.
I don't.
Okay.
No.
This will be a huge conversation next year, okay. I'm sure.
Like, one of my questions was to Patrick is, if it's a year-to-year contract and say next year, say we hired employees mm-hmm. to staff this rig, and then next year they decided, oh, we're not going to do this anymore. Now we're stuck with the employees, and what happens then? You get what I'm trying to say? That's overhead on the town, where we were talking about that as well. So,
and what would be the result? We would have to reabsorb them.
Yeah, we're not hiring employees.
We wouldn't be adding staff.
But those were questions.
Yeah,
yeah.
And we're not purchasing an additional ambulance
correct.
For the
right.
purpose. So really, the exposure is not terrible.
Nope.
It's. I think they're going to take our numbers and compare what Green EMS was telling them how much for them to add,
yep.
which they
More
have
likely.
To. They have to purchase
they have to
equipment.
Buy everything.
They have to
yep.
buy everything.
Yep.
So I think county thinking wise is, and our thing, I think this is the most cost effective way for the county to fund putting additional ALS services into the county.
Agreed.
And then the other question I had was, which is a valid question, is if we're staffing it with a new rig, obviously, and you guys are working on that rig, and you bang in today sick, are we backfilling it one of our guys, and how are we to keep track of that?
Well, it'll be all our guys anyway.
Right, but I'm just saying that was one of the questions
mm-hmm.
that we brought up, because obviously, who's going to keep track of, is it coming out of our funds, you know, out of that funds, and things like that. So.
Okay. Anything else with that topic? All right, JR. Panels old people's panel. I forgot. What
people, people of Panels pocket park.
So Patrick and I and Sean from Highway met with Lore regarding the pocket park. We're looking at, there was one swing and a teeter thing for children to use. We knew the price on that was. We had quotes on that, but we did not have quotes on the mulch and things like that, which is obviously very expensive. So that being said, at this time, we wanted to put that towards the back burner. We got quotes on some musical stanchions that children can play while they're in the park. There's four of them. It's a flower collection thing. Since the Poundleville Hamlet is obviously the first musical and arts area up there. I got three different quotes here in front of us. Everybody, everybody take a look at them. Two of the quotes have freight shipping. One quote does not, so if you're wondering why one is a lesser amount, I did ask them to give us a quote with the freight. Obviously, we never got that. So if everybody could take a look at it. Pro Playgrounds is obviously going to be the lower quote. They're all the same stuff. Everything is identical from each quote. So if anybody has any questions, take a look at it. Nice thing is it's got a ceramic coating on the whole thing, so it won't rust. Tannersville, if you go up to Tannersville right now in their park, they've had these for years, and they have tons of them up there. It's really nice. So at least the children will have something to do while they're in the park with their family, either having lunch or reading a book or just being able to stay occupied.
They're very fitting for the panel of the pocket park.
So if I could...
This is, I don't know if you guys, this is what we're going with, this picture here. And then this is the quote.
Brenda, you're a bit of a playground expert, so...
Yeah. I know, that's why I was looking at that.
So...
behind it.
So the guy, exactly.
So
the guy Patrick and I met in the Poundable Pocket Park. He did work here at Buckman's Landing as well as up at Elliott Park, so it was nice to get his input on some of this stuff. So, anyway, if everybody... is okay with it. I'd like to make a motion on ordering that stuff. It's going to take approximately 6 to 10 weeks to come in. And I'd like to use the capital P funds money that we have remaining left.
It'll be here just in time for spring.
Correct. And then we could have it all installed at the same time between the benches that we already have, all that stuff. And then, you know, we're in the mix of working on historical signs and trying to get quotes and stuff like that for there. So if we can get this all ready for springtime, we can knock that all out. So,
yeah.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn. Second.
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 Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Great work, Jared.
Yeah, thanks, Jared.
And then that will also close out that capital P fund account.
We are going with this one. And the reason. The reason we're not going with this one is because they don't have freight included.
Playground up there, you know. So it's just if we start to have in there, and then over time, if we can maybe grow. And then that would also close out that capital P fund from 2000 before 2008. So, it's just a start to get everything, you know, moving in the right direction, and you know, it's gonna be a nice thing, and then. Hopefully, once that's completed, we can move on and possibly do something elsewhere, leads and things like that. That's a nice goal.
And would you still try for the swing in Palinville? Or is there not enough room there?
No, there would be room for that, you know. But once again, it comes down to funding.
I'm asking because of Fortnite, and obviously they have money in a playground account, and
that would be great. So
easy thing.
And
you know,
now we have
these two. I'm sorry, like a bench swing that like mom and her child can sit on together, or dad and the child, or mom and dad, or grandma and grandpa. You know what I mean? Like something like that.
And the nice thing about the swing quote in the original quote that we talked about the last meeting was it's not like the swings that you would see in Veterans Landing or up there at Elliott Park, where they're ginormous, right? This is a smaller swing, doesn't take up a lot of room. Because obviously, it's a pocket park, you're just looking for things for the kids to do. And so between the musical things and then, you know, maybe down the road we could get that swing, that would be great, you know?
And Lior provided us with a visual of what the park could look like. So that would be beneficial to Hoka and Fortnightly to give to them.
Yeah,
we work with Lior.
Yep.
Great, very nice guy, and gave us a lot of input, you know, like he was saying, you know, monkey bar things, he goes, that's kind of outdated, a lot of people don't, kids don't really play on those much anymore. I mean, this guy's been doing this for many years, and very knowledgeable, and I really appreciated him coming out and giving his time to us, so.
No water parks, Sarah, sorry.
No worries. You can look at the creek down below at the picnic table when you're eating lunch.
Walked onto the fireman's and jumped in.
All right, public comment. Who wants to go first?
I'm good. I'm not.
Joe squared.
I got a couple of things.
Joe times two.
as usual. This web joggers contracts, there's a bunch of them in here. Are they all one contract or are they all separate contracts?
Those are quotes.
Are the quotes separate quotes?
Yes.
For separate services?
Yep. And we only accepted two of them tonight.
You accepted two of them?
Yep.
Okay. And the other question I have is what town attorney was alluding to. It says that New York State counties can collect revenue from water transmission lines through various means, including property taxes or specific fees. I guess the question I have is, and if you're being asked to consider discussing an arrangement with the village as to the collection of, maybe potential collection of transmission line taxes, which the county actually, which the town has actually exempted the village from. I think the first step, if we were to look at anything, it would be to audit the county and ask the county under what authority do they have to collect those taxes, number one. How are those taxes collected, and what property rules are they using? Are they using the village or the town of Catskill property tax rules, which they must be because those transmission lines come through the town of Catskill.
Right, they have their own, I think it's two tax ID numbers for right. The lines.
Right, and...
that is two, right? I think it's two.
Since they're collecting those taxes, and I would ask them to show the town how much revenue have they collected through those transmission lines. What have they done with the revenue they've collected? And and let you know exactly what, under what law, under what county law, under what town law, because there has to be specific laws that have to address those issues. And how is that money being used? What county law allows them to use that money for specific purposes? If it's a special fund, how much money is in the fund? What happened to the fund? What was the fund used for? And if the money technically belongs to the village, then have they made arrangements with any other municipality in the county to distribute any of their money, any of that money to them, to the village of Coxsackie or the village of Tannersville or wherever has transmission lines running through their various towns? Because you can't answer those questions that the village wants unless you get an audit from the county, from the treasurer's office. What is the disposition of that fund, that particular special fund? And how much are they collecting? And how much have they collected? I would assume since the town passed that law in 1995, and I believe I was town supervisor at the time, and the reason that we passed that law, I mean, I would go back and look at the resolution that preceded that canceling of those transmission lines, because I believe that the resolution may have said that the town then would not tax the village for their water hydrant, which, in fact, do you have a copy of the resolution?
Audrey has it. I gave it to her.
The hydrant.
1995.
The word hydrant does not appear in this document at all.
Does not talk in the resolution?
No.
No.
And they're two separate.
Is there a separate resolution?
Yes. For the hydrant, there's a separate resolution from the 80s.
From the 80s?
Yes. The one that we're discussing tonight is from 95.
In the 80s, that was when Mr. Beck was town supervisor. And
the 95 resolution was prior to you being supervisor.
Yeah, you were a supervisor.
Just as I was in, before I started my term in 95.
Yeah, the 80s resolution spells out fire hydrants and taxes.
Yes.
Right, right.
And that's when the village sued the town.
Yep.
And the town ended up having to pay back the village.
That's
the 95 resolution was for the certiorari.
I don't think the town paid back.
That's the agreement from 95.
That was a resolution of that lawsuit.
Yes.
Suit.
Yep.
Was that we wouldn't pay, or the town wouldn't pay, wouldn't charge the village for the taxes on the transmission line. Okay. But again, I don't know if that precludes the county from taxing. Can the county tax a utility? Can the county independently tax those transmission lines?
No, the reason why they were still collecting the tax is because the town did not file that exemption with the county.
Was that required by the law?
Yes.
But I still would get an accounting of that fund, because you may end up in court. The town may end up in court. So I definitely would make sure I know what that money is, how's it being used, and what is the status of the fund. Because you don't know that now. All you know is there's some sort of pot sitting in the county that money goes into, and then supposedly is being used for a, quote, specific purpose. But you don't know what the purposes are, and you don't know what the money, how much money's there. Because if you end up in some sort of lawsuit, you're gonna need to know that. And I think that's part of what Ted was suggesting, that when you meet with the village to discuss that issue, that those items come up. As you're blind right now. You don't know what the county's doing with that money, other than the fact that they're collecting it.
Correct. Yeah. And we're told they offset the tax levy with whatever's left.
What tax levy?
Right.
Offset?
We don't know.
That's what I'm saying. You need to contact the treasurer's office.
We have. We're asking them through Audrey. She's talked to Ray Ward. They're trying to work those figures out. As far as ending up in a lawsuit, I'm not sure how or why we would end up in a lawsuit. The county...
Because the town failed to notify the county as an exemption.
But the law specifically states that they can only go back 3 years. So we are required to issue them a refund for the last 3 years. I don't think we know what that number is yet.
$21,000.
The other issue is with the request of the ambulances. If the town is looking at that idea, the town would need a certificate of need extension. If what the counties want you to do is to cover other areas of the county with those ambulances, I'm assuming you can cover them under mutual aid.
Yep.
But the point is, if they're asking you to go to the mountaintop or wherever, why is the county not asking the town of Windham, which it has an advanced life support.
They are both of us.
They want to put four ambulances on the mountain and four ambulances down
one
here?
One and one. So it's one for Windham and one additional down here
you
from us.
Four ambulances.
We're going to have four. So three are...
That's the town of Catskill.
The town of Catskill would have four during the day.
Three on,
right. So
three.
So the additional would be the one for the county. So we'd have four ambulances on during the daytime.
And you would need a revision of your certificate of need?
No, it would be under the mutual aid agreement.
Under mutual aid?
Yep.
And how's that going to affect the fly car service?
I don't think it's going to affect them at all.
Okay. So?
I mean, if anything, it'll benefit them, because now their paramedic will have to... One less paramedic will have to ride on an ambulance when they go for Charlie and Delta calls and Echoes, I think.
Not if you have an advanced life support person on your ambulance.
That's what I mean. So it's one less fly car paramedic out of service if we have a fully staffed ALS ambulance on duty.
So you're still going to be paying the same amount, well, the county's paying the money now, which you don't have to pay because you're not under the advanced license or the fly car service. You're free of that.
Right, yeah, we don't.
You don't pay that.
No.
Are they asking any other? Carroll's no longer advanced license.
They never have been. We are the only two agencies, Catskill and Windham.
Windham, Catskill, yep. The only two advanced license holders. Okay. Have you had any members of the ambulance service look into the new program at Columbia Green for advanced life support training?
Not at Columbia Green yet. It still pays for them to go toward the Cobalt School.
Yeah, as far as I know, none of them yet. That doesn't mean that they won't.
One of the members brought up an interesting thing to me today, actually. He says, what do we do when all these EVMTs become paramedics? We need to make sure that we invest in an EMT program that's strong at the college also.
Mm-hmm. Well, the county does have an EMT.
Right, but they just started to advertise it well.
Right.
What his statement was what happens when all these EMTs go become paramedics and now we don't have enough EMTs?
Well, if you can staff the ambulance with advanced life support people, you don't need EMTs.
Well, it becomes twice as expensive, though. Right now, when we only pay for, when your crew is one paramedic, one EMT, it's much more cost-effective than having two paramedics on a rig.
No, I mean, that's only because of the service you offer.
Yeah.
If you could have everybody as advanced life support people, then you wouldn't need EMTs. All your ambulances would be staffed with advanced life support people. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious. They're promoting, Columbia Green is now promoting that particular program, if you watch it.
They need enrollment.
And then the last thing I have is, I would like to thank Dawn and Garrett for their services on the town board. I know sometimes it's difficult to leave the board when you've put so much time and effort into it, and it's like a section of your life that's being torn away or removed, sometimes for good and sometimes for bad, depending on how you look at it. But anyway, I wanted to personally, as a resident of the town, thank both of you for your services to the town. There will be other opportunities for you to do things, as I have found out. And
Dawn, are you going to be sitting next to Joe every meeting?
June through
Dawn,
December.
Dawn is on vacation.
Yeah.
you may not see her again for a while. Anyway, again, thank you very much, and I appreciate your service.
Thank you. Thanks, John. Okay. And thank you for your wealth of knowledge.
You're welcome.
The best of the best.
Oh, and this gentleman here is a performed town supervisor too, so he knows the
Carroll, right, Joe?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. We were both supervisors at the same time. No Italian relationship, though. No, that's okay. Anyway, thank you very much.
Okay. Dawn, you got anything?
No, just thank you, everybody. Thanks for your help with everything over the years. I appreciate it, Liz.
Oh, also, I'm welcome. You're welcome. Hopefully, you to the board.
Thank you.
Brian? Nope.
Can I ask you some decoration? You can still stay on that job. You know that, right?
That's up
Joe,
to him.
Come on, Joe. Down the law.
That's up to him.
What's that?
You appoint him as deputy?
No, deputy supervisor.
How's that?
That's a town supervisor appointment.
Second in command right there.
Yeah.
Knows what's going on.
And that's not even
that's
his appointment.
That's his appointment.
Yep. Not even up for debate.
Jerry, you got anything?
Yeah, I'd just like to thank you guys for your service as board members, and it's a pleasure working with you guys. And thank you.
Dawn, thank you for everything. It's been fun having you on the board for the last 8 years. Jared, I don't even know where to begin. 2014 is all I'll say.
Yeah?
Yeah, October 2014. You called me up and said, hey, what are you doing?
Yep.
You want to come work in the highway department again?
Yeah.
Dawn, how long have you been on the town board?
Eight years.
Wow, pretty good.
Yep.
You know, guys, I was at your first meeting when you guys first started. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah,
all right.
It don't seem like it.
Goes quick.
Yeah.
So when I was at the board meeting, Jared was absent, you were absent. It was about this time of year, right? It seemed like it was a couple months ago, right?
Yeah.
I had to think about that. Wait a minute, 2 years.
It goes quick.
Oh, my God.
But I thank you for
20 years since, right? We were there. Cool.
I thank you for everything you've done. You've been a great board member, an excellent friend, a good deputy.
I'm not going anywhere.
I know.
I actually have a list I'm going to give to the clerk to send all the incoming board members of things that still need to be taken care of in the coming years. So, and
do you have the Poundville pocket park?
No, I did not put P cubed on there because that's JR's bit. I put a lot of stuff, you know, just reminders and stuff like Sport Pros is coming in the spring to service the pickleball court and show us how to take care of it in the future.
We just signed a 2-year agreement with them to finish that.
And then, you know, just things that have slipped through our fingers over the last, like finishing the sewer use law and putting the fees in place for new connections. You know, code office and clerk office fees. Stuff, you know, the stuff we've always backburnered, but we've never gotten to. It's just things that, two of the things I wanted to bring up tonight are important to me. And I spoke to some of the folks in the ambulance and they think it's a good idea too. I'd like to see a ambulance outreach program at the farmer's market next year. And the second thing I really wanted to talk about was trying to find grants for Ricky Kramer to pave it and bulldoze that bathroom garage and build a bathroom pavilion.
But I like the porta potty there.
it needs to go away.
I'm the only one that uses it.
Those were two things that I really wanted to concentrate if I had been reelected on getting through. And of course there's other things on here like, you know, planning ahead to finally have to replace the ambulance building because the bathroom does need to be renovated because it's a mess and the paint is peeling off the rafters in the garage and we have to get that peeled off. But I'll give that to Liz to send to all the board members. And, you know, I've worked under 4 town supervisors. And I have to say, we've had some great ones, we've had some average ones. But Patrick, you every day have the best interest of the town of Catskill in your head. And this board has always had the best interests. It's amazing, you know, we're all different people, we're different ages. I went from the youngest guy on the board.
Stay away from it, Jared.
You saved me from being the oldest guy on the board, Don. Wow. I went from the youngest guy of being elected when I was 38 years old.
You were born the day before him, right?
Yes. Except she's retired and I got to work another 12 years. But the town level, it's not about politics. It's not about RD. It's about taking care of the place you live. And I think this board and previous boards, we've always done that. And moving forward, just remember that we're taking care of the place we live. It's been a pleasure, everyone.
Thank you. Liz, you got anything to add to that?
No.
Okay. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thanks, everybody.
And just for the two new board members, just so you know, Patrick can do a meeting in what, 3 minutes?
Oh, less than that.
Yes.
There are times.